Police and wildlife officials already were familiar with the sow and two cubs, who were darted last Friday evening near the Cove Marina on Halibut Point Road. All three animals were given red and yellow ear tags. The sow received a white collar with a global positioning system receiver and a VHF radio signal. That allowed fish and game officials to track her. On Tuesday morning, another call came in that the sow was in some garbage near the golf course. Later that day, another call about the cubs this time. The bears were hazed away from the area each time. Another call on Wednesday evening, the sow and the cubs were on a porch in the area sniffing around. Officials tracked the sow's radio collar to the area near McConkie Street. They used beanbags to haze her and her cubs out of that area. Fish and Game wildlife biologist Phil Mooney picks up the story.
With the third shot I had remaining, I had some rubber buckshot, and I shot essentially just to kind of hustle them along. And the sow, who was actually a ways in there, gave out a pretty good yelp and kind of surprised me, because that stuff doesn't penetrate. It's actually pretty puny stuff. And so we went back and got the radio call, the telemetry stuff, and tracked her, and she went out towards the golf course, which is only about 30 yards away, and all three of them were laying together. I thought that was kind of strange, so we went up to the point that she stood up, and then she turned to walk away, and it looked like she was dragging her left leg.
With no drugs or tranquilizers, the officials decided to hope that the sow would head back up over the golf course and into the woods. Mooney says another call came in on Thursday morning. The sow was in a ravine and appeared to be dead.
And when we arrived, she was, and she'd been there from the rigor mortis. She'd been there for a couple hours. So it didn't take too long for the cubs to show up, and they're still nursing on the sow. You could see that, and they wouldn't have lived, and they were only going to get themselves in trouble, so we killed both of them.
Mooney says the cubs were too small to survive on their own in a new location, and the male, who at 1 year old weighed about 100 pounds, already had demonstrated that he was not afraid of people. Officials were worried the situation would only escalate, and the state, he says, has a policy against taking in orphaned cubs older than 1 year. A necropsy of the sow shows that she had been shot as she was moving away from the shooter. The bullet broke the sow's femur, and Mooney says she bled to death. Her death is considered an illegal kill. Mooney says that investigation is ongoing. While trash is considered the bear's main attractant, Mooney says so is dredged material from Indian River, which is being deposited in a pit near the golf course.
Unfortunately, it smells pretty fishy, and Roger Sinikovich called the other morning from the golf course. This would have been 2 days ago, and they had seven bears standing out on the golf course, including the sow with two cubs. So they had come into the pit to check out that fish smell, and then kind of dispersed from there.
In the meantime, officials urge everyone to look after their garbage. Keep the lids down and fastened if possible, or hold on to bear-attractant waste until pickup day. While Mooney says 9 out of 10 Sitkins are responsible with their garbage, he adds that all it takes is one can.
Nine of your neighbors are doing a great job, and that the bear's coming in for neighbor number 10, and then he's walking around and she's walking around to check out all the cans, and that puts that bear in the neighborhood. And so, you know, we have a little bit more aggressive effort this year to get in and talk to those people, and if they leave the material out, then they've risked a citation.
Sitka Police Lieutenant Barry Allen says officers are planning this year to be more proactive enforcing the city's trash ordinance. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.